In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Paul, in writing to the Corinthians, often finds great fault with the way they're living, the way they treat one another, the way they understand the teachings of the Christian faith. But this part of his second letter to the Corinthians that we have is devoted to inspiring them to realize how much greater we are as human beings than we ordinarily understand ourselves to be. He's not simply criticizing them at this point when he encourages them to cleanse the temple of themselves. Nearer the beginning of the chapter that we've read from, the 12th verse, he has said to them, "Make your hearts larger, widen your hearts," he says. "You are restricted, not by me," because he's trying to let them know that it's not just a matter of him telling them what they ought not to do and what they ought to do, giving restrictions to them, telling them how they ought to live their lives. It's not he who is restricting them. What is restricting them from living the life that God has given us to live, he says, is their affections. The things that we have affection for restrict us. We have affection for the idols that we make of the things of this world and things about ourselves that we would like to make central and of highest importance in our own lives. Those are the things that restrict us. And the temple of God that we are within ourselves needs to be cleansed of those affections for the idols that we have created. St. Paul is telling them that we need to cleanse ourselves within as we would cleanse the temple, the home of the presence of God. Where is God to be found? Where does God live? The first thing that we think of is that God lives in heaven. And that's true. The presence, the glory of God fills the heavens. And the Son of God comes into this world so that His glory might fill this world as well. But His glory will fill this world through us. And if His glory is going to fill this world through us, then there is another place that God must live, that God must be present. He must be present within ourselves, within the center of our life, our heart. And of course, remembering we don't think of the heart as the center of the emotions and the passions. We think of the heart as the center of the whole person that we are, the person that God created us to be. There is the home of God in this world. He came into this world in order to make it possible for us to be the presence of God in the world. We are to be the presence of Christ. And the difficulty is not that we don't follow St. Paul's restrictions or the restrictions and limitations that we find in the Scripture. The difficulty is that we are so made small by love and affection for things that demean us and separate us from God. The little small and secondary things that make less of us than God created us to be. St. Paul is trying to inspire us with a vision to understand what we can be now that we have the ability to live as walking temples of the presence of God. All that we have to do is cleanse ourselves of our deep affections for things that are less than what God is like in a human being. Less than we see Jesus the Christ to be. Rejecting those things for the sake of the greater things and the better things. St. Jerome once said that no one can have within themselves, a contradictory love. We cannot love things that contradict one another. If we have a love of low things of the flesh, a love of the good opinion of others, a love and an affection for a high opinion for ourselves, those affections are restricting the presence of the opposite affection. If we have a love for low things that demean us and make us less, we will be making ourselves unable to have a love and affection for high things, things that are eternal, things that are heavenly, things that raise us up. If we have an affection for a high opinion of ourselves, it will restrict us from being able to see the image and likeness of God in others, and we will not be able to love our enemies. We hear Jesus Christ say, love your enemies. How can we do that? As we ordinarily live with ourselves at the center of things and our affection for the things of this world, primary, those idols that populate the place that is meant to be the temple of God, we cannot love others. We have to cleanse that temple of those idols. And then the presence of the image of God within us, fulfilled in Christ, living within us, so that we become the living temples of God, the image of God within us, will be able to see and love the image of God in others, like to like. But if we have restricted ourselves by loving those things and having affection for those things that are not Christ-like, we won't be able to see anything of God. We will be blind to the presence of God in others, and others will simply be enemies as competitors in our own effort to set up an idol within ourselves so that we can praise ourselves. There is no place for idols within the temple of the living space of the holy and almighty God, the space within ourselves. We have been given the life of Christ so that we can walk in the world as the presence of Christ in the world. And these are the things that we have to do in order to be able to fulfill that high calling of being the persons that God created us to be, in His image and likeness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.